Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not married to sweetheart.
Goodness sake, kid. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not married to sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Just got done taking some phone calls from you fine folks about your thoughts on the debate this week, whether or not Donald Trump should debate again. That's our YouTube live chat poll for today. If you want to come join us, say hello on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. Our live broadcast is there. And in the live chat section of the live broadcast, you can vote and tell us if you think Donald Trump should debate again. KD said, yes, how about two more? I want him to call out more of the mainstream media lies. Mark said, absolutely, on Fox with Greg Gutfeld and Brett Baer moderating. Greg Gutfeld. We'll see if we can get Kamala to agree to that. And Eric says, yes, he has taken on every challenge, and to saying not taking on this one feels defeatist. Well, that's an interesting take. President Trump has been speaking at a press conference. It was pretty long. We're not going to listen to the whole thing, but we wanted to come and dip in and see some of the things that he was saying as he is in California. My understanding is he's in California because Gavin Newsom's in-laws were throwing him a fundraiser. That's kind of interesting. Let's hear what Donald Trump had to say.
American people, we cannot allow Comrade Kamala Harris and the communist left to do to America what they did to California. The state of California is a mess, with people leaving, and nothing's going to stop them. They're going to other states. Some are going to other countries. But what they've done, Gavin Newsom and Kamala, I'd almost say Kamala more so. She destroyed San Francisco and she destroyed the state. When you look at the kind of destruction that's taken place, it's all man-made or woman-made destruction, too. It's things that should have never happen, but we're not going to let that happen with four more years of her in the White House, because if you have what happened to this country as what they allowed to happen in California and San Francisco, one of the great cities of the world 15 years ago, and today it's not in a very good position, to put it mildly, in this state, which is probably the best piece of real estate in the world, this state. You have the sunshine, you have the ocean, you have everything, you have the perfect weather, the best weather, and they've hurt it so badly, so badly. Decades ago, San Francisco was known as one of the most beautiful cities anywhere in the world. A friend of mine, a friend of a lot of the people here, Bob Tisch, used to say San Francisco is the best city in the United States, the best city there is. And he passed away a number of years ago, but he wouldn't believe it. He used to always talk about San Francisco as our greatest city. He owned Lowe's, good company, great company. And he would say it constantly, and now you see what's happened. And it can be brought back, just like our country can be brought back, because we're a nation in decline. The decline of this whole state is one of the sad chapters in what's gone on with the radical left lunatics that we have to put up with. As the San Francisco district attorney, Kamala was the godmother of sanctuary cities. She was right out there at the forefront. And also the movement of defunding the police. She was there right at the beginning. She boasted, quote, "We are a sanctuary city and we always will be." Well, they're sanctuary cities of crime. One of the people that Kamala gave sanctuary city to as and put in as DA was Edwin Ramos, an illegal alien MS-13 gang member who savagely murdered a father and his two sons after mistaking them for members of a rival gang. She knew this, and she came to his defense. He had previously been arrested for robbing a pregnant woman and killing many, they say. Kamala refused to get him out of our country, and he went on to do very significant damage. She also gave sanctuary to illegal alien Ronnie Aguilera, who murdered a 14-year-old boy, nearly decapitating him with a sword. He enjoyed watching this take place with a sword by his hand. Kamala launched her tenure as DA with a San Francisco police group described as a, quote, fire sale for plea deals. They made plea deals. The only one they don't make a plea deal with is Trump. They go after their political opponent, especially when they haven't done anything wrong. So more charges were dropped yesterday in Atlanta, Georgia. It's all politically inspired. It's all against their political opponent. We won the case in the big case. They won, they said, the big case. I've completely won that case. The documents case in Florida, the case was thrown out.
Donald Trump is speaking from Rancho Palos Verdes in California right now, and it seems like he's giving the much calmer, more collected response to the debate that he didn't give that night. Granted, it was an incredibly unfair circumstance that he was presented with, but when you're met with the challenge, if you're playing a sporting event and the refs suck and you've got to beat the team and the refs at the same time, you can either put your head down and choose to not lose with excuses, which is something that I stress with the kids that I coach. I don't care if we lose the game, but let's make sure we lost the game because we gave it our all and we just couldn't beat the better team or the circumstances. Let's not determine mid-game, well, when we lose this game because the refs stink or because that girl's getting away with everything or whatever the case might be. It's a very, very common thing in athletics, and I see it with adults and children and coaches alike. I've done it myself many times before, and I've really come a long way, especially from having officiated sports and watching teams that are perennially good. They don't look for excuses. And Donald Trump's got to do the same thing. He's got 53 days every day to go out and compete to the best level that he can, so that if he loses that day, if you think he lost that debate, I don't think he lost that debate. I don't know that he won anything, but I don't think he lost any ground. You got to make sure that when you're competing, that you're competing to win always under any circumstances. And Donald Trump has answered that call every single time. When, where do you want to debate? Let's go. That's what he has said. And the debate circumstances that he's participated in have been completely dictated by the other side. And he just said, yeah, I'll do it. He's talking about the lawfare that has been levied against him to make sure that he doesn't win this coming election. And yesterday, we see Merrick Garland come out, and I thought he was going to resign. He kept talking about his like storied career, but he was actually just telling us about it. It was just like an intermittent, oh, by the way, come see how good I look, my leather-bound books or whatever the heck that was. Trey Gowdy responded to Merrick Garland yesterday and this whole lawfare idea that there's only one rule of law in the United States of America. Trey Gowdy reacted.
How about Comey admitting on stage that he did something to Donald Trump's administration that he never would have even tried under Barack Obama? Do you remember the book tour he went on where he just couldn't wait for the audience to applaud when he said, to be honest with you, we wouldn't have even tried it. How about Peter Strzok? I don't know if Merrick Garland was on the golf course with other judges when Peter Strzok and Lisa Page and Andy McCabe and Jim Baker and Kevin Kleinsmith all conspired to help one Democrat candidate over a Republican candidate. So if Merrick Garland really believes that the DOJ has not been weaponized, then not only does he not need to be the AG, he frankly doesn't need a driver's license. He is delusional if he believes that.
Well, Trey Gowdy doing Trey Gowdy things there. And he's right. That when you listen to Donald Trump talking, as we were, as he's at this press.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Conference right now. We're going to go to the questions he's taking here in just a second. And he's talking about the law, the challenges, the legal challenges he's facing. He's getting screwed. He goes to the debate with ABC. He said yes to it. He knows he's going to get screwed. He gets screwed. Everywhere this man goes, from the moment he said, I'm a Republican and I'd like to run for president, he's been getting hosed the whole time. People have been lying and deceiving about him, and nobody seems to care that can do anything about it. Even to the point of Tuesday, September 10th, 2024, he's still getting hosed. And then people are like, he's just mad all the time. He can't handle his emotions. He's handling them incredibly well compared to the way I would if I had to go up against what he had to go up against all of the time. You'd be mad too. Let's listen to him take some questions at this press conference in California.
Yes. Well, we could, and maybe we'll do that. Where are you from?
Real America Voice.
That's good. Very good. They're doing a very good job. Yeah, that's very good. No, I will. Maybe Springfield, maybe Aurora, maybe both. We'll go there. I can say this. We will do large deportations from Springfield, Ohio. Large deportations. We're going to get these people out. We're bringing them back to Venezuela. You know, he told Biden he's not accepting anybody back. They moved all their criminals. Not all of them, but the rest are moving in now. They emptied their jails in Venezuela, emptied their criminals, emptied the nests. They call them nests of bad people. They're all now in the United States, and they're now taking over cities. It's like an invasion from within. And we're going to have the largest deportation in the history of our country. And we're going to start with Springfield and Aurora.
Okay? The mayor of Springfield, the mayor of Springfield, Ohio, the police chief, the Republican governor of Ohio have all debunked this story about people eating pets. And now there are bomb threats at schools and kids being evacuated. Why do you still spread this story?
The real threat is what's happening at our border, because you have thousands of people being killed by illegal migrants coming in and also dying. You have women dying as they come up. They're coming up in large groups. We call it a caravan. I think I came up with that name, but it's really what it is. 10,000, 15,000, 20,000 people. And you have large numbers of women being killed in those caravans coming up to this country. And then when they get here, they can go into the country and they end up being sex slaves and everything else. Those are your real problems, not the problem that you're talking
about. Given the bomb threats.
Yeah, okay.
One American News. A quick question. So you just said that you'll carry out the largest mass deportation of illegal immigrants. How are you going to have, for example, Governor Gavin Newsom or officials in sanctuary cities comply with that?
Well, you know, if you go to the people of California, they don't want to have sanctuary cities anymore. They're tired of sanctuary cities. Sanctuary cities are really blocks that protect bad people from deportation and other problems. And they're going to do it. And our federal government has tremendous power. But we're not going to let states, even like California, even though I know it's largely a sanctuary state, essentially, but we're not going to let that happen to the people of California. They want these people out. They're just as scared as everybody else. The people of Ohio are scared. The people of Colorado, you have a governor there who's very weak. He doesn't know what to do. And he doesn't want to talk about it. A lot of it, as per your question, they don't want to talk about what's happening. They say it's so bad for the city. Let's not go public. Let's live with it for a little while. Maybe it'll go away. It's not going to go away. It's going to get worse. It's going to get so bad. You know, what we're experiencing now is they're just getting settled in. These 21 million people that have come in, they're just getting settled in. It's going to get much worse. It's going to get worse at a level like nobody's ever seen before. Go ahead.
What would take follow-up question regarding the economy? We're seeing more and more more companies are shipping their jobs overseas, but even for white-collar jobs,
they're having
problems with that. We've been seeing mass layoffs. How would you prevent these white-collar jobs from being used?
By lowering taxes and regulations. And what they're doing is they're seeing that every time it looks like Kamala's doing well, companies want to leave, stock markets go down. The stock market, there's
a great gentleman, Scott Bessent, who is one of the top Wall Street people. He said the market's only up because they all think that Trump is going to get elected. We had a great stock market. Even with COVID, we ended up handing over a market that was higher than previous to COVID or the China virus coming in. No, we are going to make sure that the taxes are going to stay where they are and or come down, ideally come down, both for the middle class and for corporations, because corporations put the people to work. We had the best numbers in the history of our country, by far, not even close. And there are companies leaving because they cannot stand what's happening right now to our country. And one of the reasons I'm doing this today is to let them know you're not going to have to leave because we're going to take care of the problem. They have a tremendous crime problem. Like if you're in Los Angeles, look at the crime numbers. And then you have the FBI lying about the numbers, saying the numbers went down. But anybody with common sense know the numbers are through the roof. I didn't know they were as high as they are. But think of it. How good is a person from a government agency that would release the numbers when they saw that I was unfairly targeted by ABC, and you could say by the FBI with false numbers? So, I mean, I have great respect. I have to find out who that person is or who that group is, but I have great respect. Go ahead, one more.
Mr. President, okay? Free to change your mind. North Korea, Kim Jong-un, he just toured a uranium facility. The U.S. is saying that Iran is sending ballistic missiles to Russia. How, if reelected, how would you address the situation with our adversaries?
I'll be able to make phone calls and solve most of the problems. I may actually have to meet a couple of times. But, you know, Viktor Orban, and you've heard me say this, but it wasn't long ago, he said the only way you're going to solve the world problem is Trump has to be president again. And I don't say it. I didn't say it. I sort of would be embarrassed to say it. But he said everybody was afraid of Trump. He said China was afraid. Russia was afraid. North Korea was afraid. Everybody was afraid. We had no wars. We defeated ISIS in 4 weeks. And they said it was going to take 5 years, right? The generals in Washington. I went there and met a great general and some great people. And I said, go to it. And he took them out in 4 weeks, 100% of the ISIS caliphate. I flew there. I flew to Iraq, to the field. And they took them out in a very short period of time, short order. We have a great military, but, you know, a great military needs a leader. If you don't have leaders, then you end up with Afghanistan, the worst withdrawal from a country in the history. Look, I've gotten to know great people. I went to Arlington at their request, and I stood, and I was with them for hours, and I stood with them. They did a ceremony, and then they asked me if I'd go down to the graves of their children. They called them their children, that they always will be their children. And there were tears all over, as they should be. And they said, sir, could you take pictures with me by the grave of my son, in one case a daughter? And I said, I'd love to. And I took pictures with them for a while, and then I left, and that was it. And I got home, and I got a call from the people in the campaign. Sir, the Biden people are saying that you did this for publicity. If people knew how hard it was to get there, because I was coming from a location that was very far away, and yet they were having the ceremony, and I really felt, you know, I had them up to Bedminster, most of the family members, and I got to know them. They're great people. Their sons and daughter, just as though Kamala shot them with a pistol in her hand or his hand, they were killed by Biden and Kamala. They were killed. They should have never left from that airfield. They should have left for Bagram. We should have never given up Bagram. Bagram now is controlled by China. The reason we shouldn't have given it up was not because of Afghanistan. The reason we shouldn't have given it up, 1 hour away from where China makes its nuclear weapons. And I wasn't giving it up. We were getting out quickly and effectively. I'm the one that got the numbers down to less than 5,000 soldiers. But I would have never left unless they fulfilled their obligations under an agreement. I had a wonderful agreement, but the agreement said you have to do this, this, this. They didn't do three of the first five things, so therefore they would have done it. Abdul was the leader, and he wouldn't have done it. And he would have never done that to us. And just in finishing up with that, and I appreciate the question, actually, but in finishing up with that, for 18 months, spoke to Abdul over the phone. For 18 months, not one American soldier was shot or killed. Not one American soldier was even shot at. Abdul understood. Don't do it. I said, don't do it, Abdul. Don't do it. And for 18 months, not one soldier was even shot at. And that's the way it's supposed to be, right? And then they had that horrible situation with the 13 dead, leaving billions of dollars of equipment behind and leaving a lot of Americans behind, a lot of Americans. And you know what else? Leaving a lot of soldiers badly wounded. Nobody ever talks about them, but I do.
Mr. President, should the government shut down if the Speaker can't get the SAVE Act?
California, you are claiming that we need to do major changes in this state. If you're president, what's the biggest policy difference
for the people of California? And what would the nature of your relationship be with the leaders of California who you're calling scum?
Well, I would have a great relationship with them. And what you have to do is start all over again. You cannot have these policies of high taxation. You can't have these policies of politics where you go after your politicians. You have to have an honest voting system because, you know, you don't have an honest voting system. They send out millions and millions of ballots. They go all over the place. Some people get 2, 3, 4, 5. You have a very dishonest system over here. If I ran with an honest vote counter in California, I would win California. But the votes are not counted honestly. It's a very dishonest system that you have in California. And I'd make it business friendly. Right now, it's business unfriendly. Look, Elon Musk is a friend of mine. He endorsed me very powerfully. He endorses me every time he speaks. He really wants to see us win because he knows we can do a great job and turn it around. He left California. I said to him, Elon, did anybody ever call you? It's a big company. He moved to Texas. A lot of people moving to Texas. Great state. Excellent governor and excellent lieutenant governor. Great people. They love entrepreneurs. They love the people that live there. They want to keep their taxes low. Taxes are way too high here. But I said to Elon, so you have a big company and you're moving it to Texas from California. Did anybody call you, like the governor, to try and get you to stay? No. Did anybody see you, write a letter, do anything to try and keep you to stay? You have thousands of jobs. He said, nobody ever called. There'd be so many things you could do. This would be the easiest place to turn around if they knew what to do. Look at it. I mean, look at the weather. We're standing out here on the Pacific Ocean in the most beautiful weather. A lot of states don't have weather like this. They don't have Pacific Oceans. So it's many things you could do, but you start with lowering taxes and making it friendly. But think of it, Elon Musk, a great guy, brilliant guy, big company, lots of jobs, leaving. Nobody even calls him to try and get him to stay. I would have been on him. I would have said, let's have lunch, let's have dinner, and then let's have breakfast the following morning, right? I would have tried to talk him out of it.
Mr. President, should the government shut down?
Yeah, go ahead, please.
What value do you feel that Laura Loomer brings to you? And has nobody told you about the conspiracy theory?
No, I don't know that much about it. No, I don't. I know she's a big fan of the campaign, but I really don't know.
Is she an advisor?
I would say that, well, she brings a spirit to us that a lot of people have. We have very spirited people. And in all fairness to her, she hates seeing what's happened to the country, I guess. I mean, she hates seeing what's happened to the country. So do I. It's very sad. It's very sad when I have to stand out here on my property and say how bad California is. Did you have another one?
Mr. President,
change your mind about a third debate.
Getting back to some questions that matter to the people of California.
There are a lot of folks here who feel like they are forgotten men and women.
They are.
The state doesn't seem to care, but you are coordinating with the local mayor. What can you do to help this community?
Well, we're going to help them. And I told John, the local mayor, we're going to help him with his slide problem. You know, there are ways of fixing that. We discussed it. He knows better than anybody. And he needs help from the federal government. He needs help from the state government. And it's a very wealthy area. But you also have people living here that are elderly and have fixed incomes and have houses that are going to be, you know, shoved into the Pacific Ocean if something's not done. And he wants it taken care of. He's a great mayor. He wants it taken care of. He wants nothing for himself. He just wants to help these people. And, John, I think you said you have about 600 houses on the site that's sliding. And he'd like to be able to save those houses for people, that some of which will never be able to have a house again. You know, it's pretty sad.
Mr. President, should the government shut down? Should the government?
Media shares are down about 75% from their peak in March. Your lockdown provision ends soon. Will you sell your shares?
No, I'm not selling. No, I love it. I mean, I use it as a method of getting out my word. You know, when it opened, it went way high, but then the SEC gave us nothing but problems. We had to go through a long process with the SEC. But people think that I'm leaving. That's why they're down, because if I leave, you know, it's different if I leave. But I'm not leaving. I love it. I think it's great. Mechanically, it works the best. And again, I'm friendly with Elon, and Elon would love me to come over to X. But I just, you know, I have close to 100 million people on X. I had 230 million people on X, and then they shut me down. And I said, I'm not going to let that happen again. You know that I had hundreds of millions of people on X and Facebook and Instagram. I think more than anybody. Zuckerberg told me at the White House, he said, congratulations, you're number one on Facebook. This is a number of years ago. And then all of a sudden I went from being number one to having no voice. And after about 2 or 3 weeks, because I have a lot to say, I put out old-fashioned press statements, like a press statement. And they got really successful and they did very well. And then we built this platform. And the reason I built it is because I don't want to have my voice shut down. But a lot of people think that I'll sell my shares. You know, they're worth billions of dollars, but I don't want to sell my shares. I'm not going to sell my shares. I don't need money. And it is a great, for me, it's a great voice. It's a great voice. And it's a voice, it works so well. And we just won, as you know, we got final approval from the SEC. It took us a long time. And that really turned it off. You know, when I originally opened that stock, it went from about 2 to about 182. Did you know that? It was the biggest increase in the history of the stock market. I believe, you know, I have to say I believe, because you're going to find one company, maybe more, who knows. But I believe it was the single biggest movement. And I think I was worth $61 billion from that one stock. And then we had nothing but problems with the SEC. And it gets whittled down, down, down. But I didn't do it for the money. I did it because I really wanted to have a strong voice, and it's a great voice for me. And as long as my voice is on there, it's going to always be good. But a lot of people think the reason it's down is that a lot of people think I'm going to sell. And if I sell, it wouldn't be the same. I could understand that. But I have absolutely no intention of selling. Okay?
Should the government shut down, Mr. President?
You started talking about this community of Palos Verdes. You talked about California. We have fires raging to the east.
I agree.
What will you do to help people in this state whose homes are being damaged again and again, or are falling off of these cliffs right behind us,
yeah,
or burned down, or for the people across the country whose homes are jeopardized by natural disasters?
This is my favorite question of the day. You're asking me what would I do for... Let's talk California first. Is that okay? Do you mind? So I was riding with Devin Nunes and some congressmen 4 years ago. I was riding up north in California, and I looked at these fields that were massive. I was telling John, right? It's my favorite question. I love that somebody would ask me this question, and I never told you to do it, right? Who are you with?
Spectrum News.
Good. Spectrum. It's good. New, hot, right? It's hot. It's doing well, but that's because you ask good questions. So what happened? I'm saying, why? I look at this field, and it's massive. And in the middle of the field is a little spot of the most green, plush land you've ever seen. I said, and then I'd see another one. These little plots, like 1 and 2 acres, and you'd have 1,000 acres that's barren and dead and dark. And I said, what's the problem here? What is that green acreage? You know, the soil is unbelievably fertile, but they have no water. I said, so do you have a drought? No, we don't have a drought. We have the water is cut off upstate, up in the north. You know that? And the water, in order to protect a certain little tiny fish called a smelt, they send millions and millions of gallons of water out to the Pacific Ocean, way up north, never even gets close to here. And you know, in Los Angeles and Beverly Hills, all these rich areas, they want to give you like 38 gallons of water to use. You buy a house for a lot of money and then you're allowed to use 38 gallons of water. But you have no water down here. And the reason you have no water, you have the canals. The reason you have no water is because Gavin Newsom didn't want to do it. I had it all done. I had the Department of Commerce at the time, believe it or not. They're the ones that rule on this particular issue. So you have millions of gallons of water pouring down from the north with the snow caps in Canada and all pouring down. And they have essentially a very large faucet. And you turn the faucet, and it takes one day to turn it. It's massive. It's as big as the wall of that building right there behind you. And you turn that, and all of that water goes aimlessly into the Pacific. And if they turned it back, all of that water would come right down here and right into Los Angeles. They wouldn't have to have people not use more than 30 gallons and 32 gallons. They want to do that, you know, they're trying to do that. And you have so much water, and all those fields that are right now barren, the farmers would have all the water they needed. And you could revert water up into the hills where you have all the dead forests, where the forests are so brittle. Because no place is like California. I go to Austria. The head of Austria tells me, you know, we have trees that are much more flammable than what you have in California. We never have forest fires because they maintain their forests. And you have all that water that could be used to, as water, what they call water flow, where the where the land would be damp. And you'd stop many of these horrible fires that are costing billions and billions of dollars by the federal government, etc. So one thing I'm going to do for California, vote for me, California. I'm going to give you safety. I'm going to give you a great border. And I'm going to give you more water than almost anybody has. And the farmers up north are going to be able to use 100% of their land, not 1% of their land. And the water is going to come all the way down to Los Angeles. And you're going to have more water than you ever saw. And the smelt is not making it anyway. In fact, they make and grow smelt because it dies all the way up and down the line. And they put stuff that was artificially made. You know that. So you're going to have water in California at a level that you've never seen before. The farmers are going to do great. Those fields are going to be all green instead of 1% green. And maybe even more important, you're not going to have illegal immigrants pouring into your country and killing your family. You're not going to have the problems that you have right now. We're going to lower your taxes. We're going to bring the car industry back because your car industry is gone. We're bringing it back to Detroit at levels that you'll never see again. We'll bring it back to better than it was 30 years ago. But with this group, everything is dead. The automobile industry is dead. The water coming here is dead. And Gavin Newsom is going to sign those papers. And if he doesn't sign those papers, we won't give him money to put out all his fires. And if we don't give him the money to put out his fires, he's got problems. He's a lousy governor. And he treated me very nicely, and I treated him very nicely when I was president. But he's done a lousy job. But there's a case. I said, Gavin, will you sign? It took him like a month and a half or 2 months, and then he decided for political reasons. And then we got hit with COVID, and we had to solve another problem. But you're going to have so much money, Mr. Mayor. You're going to have so much money from economic activity and growth, and you're going to have water like you never thought. Now, in your case, maybe you don't want so much water, but we'll bypass your beautiful area. But we have tremendous amounts, millions of gallons of water that's shoved right into the Pacific Ocean where it doesn't make a dent. And all of that water is going to take care of California, and nobody can make a bigger promise than that. You're not going to have to do desalinization plants, which a lot of people want to do. Very expensive to do, but it's better than the alternative of no water.
President Trump speaking from California right now and giving great detail about a question that was asked of him regarding the water concerns that Californians have. And these are this is very typical of, you know, if you do a regional press conference like this, which Donald Trump is traveling the country, even going to places like California to have these conversations. His depth of knowledge on how to solve a problem like this in California is pretty impressive. And, you know, being able to answer questions off the cuff like that, where you were answering regionally based questions on how to solve one of the greatest problems that California faces, which is the fire problem, the water problem that exists there. I'm very impressed by it. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to recap what we've heard so far in this press conference. And I haven't said this yet, but we have a mystery guest coming in at 2 o'clock. Did you know that? Did you know that we have a mystery guest for the 2 o'clock hour? You can also send us your Ask Us Anything questions. We're going to answer those with said mystery guest. Who could it be? You might be able to see mystery guest in studio on the YouTube Live before you hear her or him on the air. But we got somebody exciting coming in the 2 o'clock hour. So stick around. Lots more coming up next. Don't go away. Help me if you please. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Thanks for being with us this afternoon. That YouTube poll, should Trump debate again, yes or no? We've got a lot of comments coming in. It looks like we've got over 200 votes so far. What are y'all saying about it on the chat? We did take phone calls earlier. Christopher said, saw the independents' immediate reactions in the last debate, tracked with Republicans' reactions. Fairness dictates yes on Fox. Data shows no, not needed. Betsy says, no, he did ask for three in the beginning and she only accepted one. He did still do the town hall by himself on the fourth. And I remember he said he'll see if he shows up or not. Betsy's saying he's done enough. Vicky says, no, if you don't know who you were voting for by now and after witnessing 4 years of each of them, you shouldn't be voting. It is never going to be a fair debate if he keeps agreeing to what she demands. I want to play for you this clip from it's from Springfield, Ohio. It's from a man who is from Springfield, Ohio, and he's a homeless advocate, and he's somebody who works with homeless people in this area. He talks to them, he goes to see them, he participates with them. And he went to a city council meeting, I believe it is, and he's standing at the podium and he's sitting there talking, and he really puts a face, a sense of reality to the scenario that we're watching unfold and be talked about in a political way with Donald Trump in that debate. Again, here, I mean, when the people who are debunking this are political people, and the people who are saying it's happened are the citizens of Springfield. So the question is, who do you believe? Well, see if you believe this guy from Springfield.
You know, the homeless problem. I don't know of a single homeless Haitian in this town because they all got vouchers. But I can show you a whole bunch of people that have been displaced because I'm that guy. Rob, you know, for 25 years, I've worked with the homeless in this community. You know, a lot of people don't know because I'm not the guy out there blowing the horn. Because it ain't about me. It's the Jesus in me that goes out there and does it. Trust me, there's days I'm tired. But I'll get into homeless camps that nobody in a suit and tie will walk into. None. They trust me because I've never let them down. You know? And guys, if you don't think it's here right now, in October, we are getting ready to hit a wall here. There is not any relief for the homeless. The homeless people in this community are not the people you think they are. The squatters that aren't happening. It's not there. There's veterans. Come see me. I'm not real hard to find. Ask anybody on the street. They'll tell you how to get a hold of me. I'll take you there. And no, they don't want your toothpaste and your peanut butter sandwiches. They want you to come up with a solution to why they're displaced. Why they lived in a house, I personally know, and I'll testify under oath, my hand to God, somebody that lost their house. They were there 7 years. The landlord said, hey, I need you to move out, find a temporary place. I'm going to remodel it, and then you can come back.
Thank you,
Baron. It was a lie. They moved him out, tripled the rent.
Thank you.
Follow
thank you for
the
speaking.
Money.
That's the end part there of what this guy is saying makes a ton of sense. He said that these people who are being relocated, specifically here in Springfield, Ohio, they're not the homeless people. You know who is homeless? He talks about somebody he knows personally that was asked to move out of his apartment so that it could be renovated. And once it was renovated, he's now charging triple. To whom, do you think? Who's paying that? Again, a lot of people might be saying the government, but guess who pays the government for what they pay for? You. And those residents of Springfield, Ohio. There's a real problem. I mean, I think everything's getting wrapped up in the cats and dogs thing. And I understand. And every time I come across one of those remix videos and I listen to that song, I have it in my head for another 2 hours. And I'm going to try really hard not to think about it right now so that I don't sing. They're eating the cats and the dogs. It's maybe overwhelming the story right now, but this is an issue that is being talked about for real. And it's an important issue to discuss. The relocation of these migrants into maybe your town next, and they don't assimilate. I don't know how they, I mean, just because you're not in favor of this doesn't mean you want bad things to happen to these people. But, you know, there are not enough resources to go around for the people who are here already. And when we're importing people the way that the Biden-Harris administration is importing people, and, you know, going back to the conversation we had at the beginning of the show with Michael, talking about that border bill, that bipartisan border bill that Donald Trump came in at the end and squashed. It's because the bill sucked. The facts of the matter of that bipartisan bill, when we talk about, and Kamala Harris mentioned this at the debate, putting all of these new agents on the southern border to help address the situation, the Democrats are talking about streamlining the process to get people into the country. The bill was to make it easier to get into the country and to put the pressure on individuals to report back into the court system in like 2 or 3 months instead of 2 or 3 years. They're still not going to come back and report into the system. They're not going to show up for their court date. We don't know where they are. We don't know where the children are. And we don't care where the children are because a Democrat is the president. How sick is that? Do you have any idea the dramatic amount of child sex trafficking that has become an incredibly lucrative industry under Kamala Harris's watch? In her line, please, if I hear it one more time, and I know I will, I'm the only one on this stage who is prosecuted, and I don't know what the whole line is, but the immigrant, illegal immigrant, criminal, whatever, in California. Yes, your prosecutor, Donald Trump, was not a prosecutor. He also was not a politician. But her whole long list of I'm the only one in this race, I'm always waiting for the end of it to end with, like, I'm the only one who's done this on Tuesdays. Because it's so specific. The idea that you've done this as a part of your job as attorney general in California, let's pause for a second and everybody pivot over to the West. How is this problem handled right now in California? How are they doing? How is everybody feeling over there about immigrant crime and resources that are being funded by the American tax dollar? Are we looking at where Kamala Harris was prosecuting crime and going, job well done? We would like more of that everywhere. Hell no, we're not doing that. It's a disaster. It's a mess. The problem is more out of control than it has ever been. When she goes back to brag about her time as a prosecutor in California, don't forget, between then and now, she was a senator who was bailing people out who were burning down your cities because we decided for a summer to hate police officers. Yes, it's frustrating when you're living in the upside down. Yes, it gets under your skin when you realize that the things that they say to you to make you feel better in the moment than the scary orange man to the side, that this is the sell for you. This is what they're trying to sell for you. Anything is better than Donald Trump. What do you mean anything is better than Trump? How can you say that? Anything is better than Donald Trump. Just think about how he makes you feel. And then watch him when he talks. When he talks to you, he's angry. That we don't want to go back to that anger and that hate. We want to move forward to joy. So you're just going to say those words and think that American voters are going to be like, eh, okay. Forget about the fact that I can't afford my groceries. Forget about the fact that I can't afford to put gas in my car to take the trip that I wanted to take. Forget about the fact that I can't enjoy my hard-earned dollar the way I used to be able to enjoy my hard-earned dollar. You want to talk about joy? Being able to live off the money you make and maybe even have a little bit extra to put in the savings account afterwards. No, Kamala Harris's plan that she told us in the debate earlier this week. Do you know what Kamala Harris's plan included? The details that she gave us, like the only details she gave us, is to give $25,000 of your money away to somebody else so they can get in a home. What about that person in Springfield, Ohio, that was living in an apartment for 7 years? And then when told, I need you to bounce out of here for a second, would like to redo the place, would like to fix it up for you. Oh, sorry, you can't go back. The government's going to pay times three. Are you telling me that you're not pissed off when you see this? And then, of course, your candidate, the one who's actually going to fight for you when they become the president of the United States, is he supposed to be chill? We're not chill. This is not chill. We are not in a chill situation. We're actually in a pretty dire situation. And God bless America that we have a man who's running for office right now who can do something about it. And yeah, if he's not as articulate as you would like him to be, folks, you voted Joe Biden into office. And he just was talking today about creating black jobs. And I am not exaggerating at all. This is the truth. This is the timeline. You are here. It doesn't make sense. You think you want better. But if the fantasy of having some super clean and polished politician in this race who is got, you know, 10 out of 10 in every category, we don't have that candidate. That candidate isn't there. One of them is going to fight for you. One of them is going to fight to get into office and take from you and to give it to other people that they are importing here with plane tickets that you pay for. Guys, this is the easiest test question ever. Good grief. Oh, Trump. It's just simple. We'll be right back.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.